So Tom McNamara is coming up first, and he is from Massachusetts. Come tell us how God has been merciful to you, Tom.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Thomas McNamara from Central Massachusetts originally, but I've been living in West Palm Beach for the last 20 years. Last 10 years or so, I've been addicted to drugs and alcohol, and last year it led me to be homeless. While I was living on the streets of West Palm Beach, the people that were feeding us were for church groups. They would come by and, you know, they would give us dinner and food and pray with us. And at that time, God was with me. I could feel it because, you know, the church people were coming around, feeding us, praying over us. And they led me to St. Anne's Place that's in West Palm Beach, where they had counseling, and they took food and clothing and would let us take showers there and everything. But my alcoholism got really, really bad, and I got admitted into St. Mary's Hospital, and I got scholarshiped into a rehab program over on West Palm Beach. And I was in that rehab program for 28 days, and the lady that was my therapist, she was a Christian lady, and she knew I was... You know, God was with me in my life at that time because, you know, God got me into that program, and she seen in me that I was, you know, seeking God and more help, and she recommended a long-term program for me. And she had a couple to choose from, and one of them was St. Matthew's House. And, you know, the Lord led me to that, to the St. Matthew's program. My mother lives over in Cape Coral. I haven't seen her in 5-6 years due to my alcohol and drug addiction. And when I seen that St. Matthew's was so close to her, I had a feeling that God is really pushing me into her life again, because, you know, she's having some health issues too that I didn't know about, but now I do know about. And I know God has pushed me from West Palm Beach over to here, and now I have family restoration with my mother through St. Matthew's House. With this last 6 months, I've seen her. We talk to each talk, and things are going really, really good with that. And I know that the Lord had everything to do with that, and I'm very grateful for that. St. Matthew's House has been a blessing to me. I plan on staying as long as I can with them and giving back any kind of service I can, God's will. Anything that happens for me from now on will be through God's will, not my own will. I'm turning my life over to God, and I have no wants or needs. I'm not putting my will onto anything. I'm just letting God lead me to where He needs me to be. And that's all I have for right now. Thank you.